Now, our theme today is actually the Lord's Prayer, and so Yvonne's going to kindly read that to us from the Bible, and then Andy and I are going to do a little sketch, a little drama script, and then at the end of all that, I'd quite like another little sharing time, and if something has struck you, if there's a phrase in the reading or something in the drama that sparked your interest, then do come forward and share. So it's kind of a democratic sermon, I think, today. Thank you, Yvonne.
So the reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 15, and it's on page 970, if you're following it in the Bible. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the streets, on the street corners, to be seen by men. I tell you the truth. They have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on bubbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord.
I'm going to pray. Our Father in heaven.
Yes.
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father in heaven.
There, you did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father in heaven. Well, here I am. What's on your mind?
Well, I didn't mean anything by it. I mean, I was, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. You know, it makes me feel good. You know, sort of like, well, getting a job done.
All right. Go on.
Hallowed be your name.
Well, hold it. What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be your name.
Ooh, well, it means, good grief. I don't know what it means. I mean, how should I know? It's just, well, part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honoured, holy, wonderful.
Ah, that makes sense. Got it now. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Of course. Why not?
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Do? Nothing. I suppose I just think it would be rather good if you got control of everything down here. Same as you have, you know, up there.
Well, have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about some of those bad habits of yours? Your bad temper, for instance. And then there's the way you spend your money. And what about the way...
Whoa, stop picking on me. I'm just as good as the rest of those hypocrites at the church.
Excuse me, I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that's going to happen, you will have to start with the ones who are praying for it. Like you, for example.
I suppose I do have a few problems. Now that you mention it, I mean, I could probably name some others.
So could I.
Well, I haven't thought about it very much until now. But I really would like to deal with some of the things. You know, I'd like to be free of them.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Then we can really win some victories.
Look, Lord, I need to get this prayer finished. It's taking a lot longer than it usually does. Give us today our daily bread.
Ah, you need to cut out the bread. You're overweight as it is.
Hey, come on, wait a minute. What is all this? Here I am, just doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you come along and start telling me all the things that are wrong with me.
Prayer is a dangerous thing, you know. You end up being changed. You called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep on praying. I'm very interested in the next part of your prayer.
I'm scared to...
Scared? Of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me and see.
Oh, dear. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
What about Bill?
See? I knew it. I knew it. I knew you'd bring in Bill. Oh, but look, Lord, he's told lies about me, and he's cheated me out of that money. And I've sworn, oh yes I have, to get even with him.
But your prayer? What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not much fun having all that bitterness inside you, is it?
No, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even with Bill. He'll wish he never did me any harm.
You won't feel better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet, you know. Think how unhappy you are already. But I can change all that.
You can? How?
Forgive Bill. And then I'll forgive you. You may lose the money, but you'll feel much better inside.
But Lord, I can't forgive Bill.
Then I can't forgive you.
Oh, dear. You're right. You always are. And more than I want my own back on Bill, I want to be right with you. All right. Okay. All right. Oh, this is hard. I forgive him. Help him to go the right way in life, Lord. And he's bound to be pretty miserable now that I think about it. I mean, anybody who goes around doing the kind of things he does has to be mixed up inside. Oh, Lord, somehow just show him the right way.
There now. That's good. How do you feel?
Not bad. Not bad at all, really. In fact, I feel really quite good. You know, I don't think I'll feel so tense tonight. And maybe I won't feel so tired from now on because I'm not getting enough rest.
You've not finished your prayer yet. Go on.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good. Good. I'll do just that. But just don't get yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
Well, think about some of the places you go to, and some of your friends too. Some of these so-called friends of yours are beginning to get to you. They'll have you completely involved in all kinds of wrong things before long. Don't be fooled. They say they're having fun, but for you it will be a disaster. Oh, and don't use me as an escape route either.
What? I don't understand.
Yes, you do. You've done it quite a number of times. You get into trouble, and then you come running to me. Oh, Lord, help me out of this mess, and I promise you I'll never do it again. Do you remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Oh, dear. Yes. And I'm ashamed now, Lord. I really am.
Which bargain are you remembering?
Well, when the woman next door saw me coming out of the pub, and I told my mum I was going to the shop, I remember saying to you, "Oh, God, don't let her tell my mum where I've been, and I promise I'll be in church every Sunday."
Well, she didn't tell your mother. But you didn't keep your promise, did you?
I'm sorry, Lord. I really am. I mean, up until now, I thought that just praying was enough. I didn't expect you to answer like this.
Well, go on. Finish your prayer.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would make me really happy?
Well, no, I'd like to know. I really want to do what's right. And I can see now how good it would be to really follow you.
Well, you just answered the question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that brings me glory is for people like you to really love and follow me. And I can see that happening with us. Now that some of the things that were between us are out of the way, well, there's no telling what we can do together.
Together? Lord, let's see what we can make of me, shall we?
Yes. Let's see. So, a little time of sharing. Was there anything perhaps in the reading or in that drama that set you thinking? It'd be lovely if you'd come and tell us.